Today we're going to be chatting with a couple of cool dudes from the Bon Scott Experience. I've got Rick and Sean with me in the studio. Good day, fellows.
How you going?
Yeah, really good, really good. Now, we've got Rick, you're a drummer.
Yes.
Yes, and Sean, you're a guitarist.
I'm a guitar player, yes, correct.
Okay, and you're with the Bon Scott Experience?
We are.
How long have you guys been together? And oh, who sings, by the way?
Okay, Mark, he's not here, Mark.
Thomas.
Yes. Yeah, Mark Thomas. There you go. Nerves already.
You've got to remember his name.
Yeah, that other guy. No, Mark, he's a fantastic Bond-style singer.
Yeah.
Fits really well.
Oh, that's good.
He's got a background in musical theatre or something.
He does, yeah. And he's been around a long time. We've all been around.
Yeah, how did you guys get together and what's the idea? Are you AC/DC fans, Bon Scott fans?
I think to be in this sort of band, you have to be an AC/DC fan, and I am a massive AC/DC fan.
I started the band back in 2016 because I was going to see other bands. You know, I'm going, I could do better than that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, you know, everyone says, oh, we're the greatest thing, and chest beating, and I'm going, really? So I thought, well, if I'm going to do it, let's do it properly. So that's what I did. I started this band in 2016.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a couple of our current members in other bands, and I said, one day, if, you know, I get it to get a band together, I want that bass player and I want that guitar player. And 6 years later, I got those guys totally independent of each other, and no one knew.
So there's another one of you, not just Mark, is not here, somebody else in the band?
Yeah, we've got a bass player, Noddy.
Noddy?
Noddy Marsh, and we've got Merlin, the guitar wizard on lead guitar.
His name's Hilton, Noddy's his nickname.
But most people know him as Noddy around the place, So we've been going since 2016.
Yep, cool.
So Merlin's done a lot of stuff with other tribute bands along the way too. Stat Oz Quo and... some other sort of tribute stuff. Yeah. He's sort of well known around as well.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm an old rock chick myself, so I love your kind of music.
Yeah.
And do you just focus basically on the Bon Scott era?
Yeah, we only do the Bon Scott, which makes us unique in the marketplace where we don't do both Brian and Bon. We love both Brian and both sides, but we feel that in Australia, Bon's the man.
Yeah.
So we do our show exclusively Bon Scott material. So
because there's a few AC/DC tribute bands around, and you're right, they don't really focus on one particular era. They usually go across. Right. So that makes you unique in that respect.
Yeah, so we go from all the album, from the first High Voltage album, where we do Baby Please Don't Go, right up to the Highway to Hell album, you know, which we mine quite a bit, you know, and we also we do all the hits, and we also do some deep cuts for all the true fans out there. A lot of stuff off Power Age, which people don't get to hear.
Mm.
You know, we do love doing all the – and people go, oh, my God, you're actually doing that. Yeah, we do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the obscure ones that you don't hear so much on the radio nowadays.
I was about to say, unfortunately, there's a lot of Bon Scott stuff that doesn't get played.
Days. I mean,
the good thing is you've got the diehards that grew up with that sort of music, and then their kids who have grew up listening to AC/DC, so they recognise the stuff we play as well. So it goes right across the board, really.
Exactly. So, yeah. And
have you got a favourite?
All of them. <It's> like,
wow.
Yeah, no. I love when we open up with Livewire. I love Highway to Hell. I love all the stuff of – all the obscure stuff as well. You know, I love it all.
Yeah.
You know, we really – you know, and we've actually got – members of the Young Family who support us as well, you know, nieces or not nieces but nephews and uncles and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was about to say, you'd have a pretty diverse audience, you know, because it crosses generations, this music,
absolutely, because you see Bon Scott and everyone goes, aha, it's like Michael Hutchence, you know, and Jimmy Barnes, you know, they're the three iconic singers
Australia. Aussie rock singers,
rock singers, you know, so, and Bon being the biggest... He's got the biggest shadow. I mean, it's this week, 40 years ago, that he played his last show because he's coming up to 40 years this year since his unfortunate passing.
That's
back in London in 1980.
But he left aside from the modern Michael Hutchence, he left the biggest impression
In
rock music in Australia.
Absolutely. In those 4 years that four and a half, five years that he was with the band, you know, and it set them up for the next 40.
I heard somewhere just recently that over in Perth they're going to be closing down part of the highway.
Yes, yeah, that's true. There's a big Bond Fest.
Yeah.
They have that over there. I think it's in about March. So the WA Tourism's all got into it as well. So being Bond's originally from Fremantle, you know, with his parents. So, yeah, there's homage to there. And if you go over to Europe around about May, there's Kirriemuir, which is the big Bond Fest as well, because over in Europe, AC/DC is still huge.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Bigger than Ben-Hur, you know, kind
of thing. Yes, I've heard that most definitely.
It's all true, you know. It's,
so you guys tour around quite a bit?
Yeah, we don't oversaturate the market. Like, we're not playing every weekend, because then it becomes, oh, yeah, we'll just...
Them again.
You know, same.
Exactly
same.
Right. And that's when people want to just rather stay at home because they've seen us once.
Yeah, that's right. You know, why am I going to go see them this weekend if I can go see them next weekend? So we do it. We try to do it once a month because we all work and other commitments and stuff. And it keeps it fresh for the audience, and it also keeps it fresh for us because we're not, it's just like, oh, yeah, by numbers, let's go. One, two.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean to say we don't get, we rehearse. A lot,
yeah,
because that's our man time in our man shed, you know, and it gets loud.
That's not just rehearsal, that's fun.
That's fun. No, we get together and just catch up and, you know, just escape from the world,
yeah,
you know.
And you've got a gig coming up that's actually pretty special because it's a fundraiser that's coming up at the end of February or towards the end of February, 23rd, Sunday the 23rd.
That's correct.
Our House on the Hill. Yes. Should be a really good day. How did you get involved with that?
Because we know one of our fans, Kathy Allen, she had a double lung transplant.
Yes, I've heard about Kathy. What an inspiring woman.
Yeah, and then she had it in October, and then we had a show down in Springwood Hotel down at Rochdale South in November. I mean, she wasn't there. Mm. It's like 5 weeks ago I had a double, and there she is rocking out.
What an incredible woman!
Yeah,
incredible.
You would never know. You would never know. So we thought, and there was this fundraiser come up, and we got asked. So we said, "Yeah, bang, we're there."
Absolutely.
You know, so
it's a fantastic cause and a good way for Kathy to give back because she's doing quite well, I hear. So, you know, others aren't quite as fortunate. Mm. So they need all the money they can for the research facility, which is called. Let me have a look at my notes here. The Common Good. What
the common
a great
good.
Name for the a common foundation, good.
That's
isn't it?
That's it.
It is all for the common good and to help with lung research for the Prince Charles Hospital.
Correct.
That's Sunday the 23rd of February. It's going to be a big day. Starts off real early in the morning with a vintage car show.
Yeah, and there are going to be 8 bands and artists from 11 o'clock, you know, and we've been given the honour of being the headline act, and we're going on at 7 o'clock.
I think that is fantastic, actually. I mean, you've got vintage cars all day. You've got the pin-up girls.
Pin-up girls,
there's some great rockabilly bands that are playing throughout the day. And to finish off with some AC/DC, I mean, you can't get much better than that, can you?
Absolutely not.
If we can't. I don't mind a bit of rockabilly either.
I know. I love a little rockabilly.
It is unbelievably good.
Well, thank you, Rick, and thank you, Sean, for coming in and talking to me today. I really look forward to Sunday the 23rd of Feb. I'll be down there.
You going to come?
101.5 and Fem are going to be down there supporting you guys all day, and I will definitely be there. So I'll be rocking it out all day. I'll be there all day. Yeah.
I've got a funny feeling I'm going to be there all day as well.
It's going to be a great day, and I know we're going to raise lots and lots of money for this wonderful cause.
The costumes and the wigs are
what we'll be doing is a greatest hit set for, so you're going to hear all the ones you want to hear.
Okay.
All the Bond Scott's, all the Bond's songs that you want to hear, you will hear them, you know. Highway to Hell, Whole Lot of Rosie,
Let There Be Rock.
Yeah. Oh, so you guys get in costume and
we'll see how we go. You know, we'll bring it. You know, just it comes down to time.
A school uniform with a guitar would be kind of cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, well,
we've
it
got
does.
It. Yeah, we've got it.
I mean, I dress as Phil Rudd would have dressed back in the 70s with the, you know, the Adidas shirt and the.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
It's going to be retro, eh?
You sort of channel the person you're trying to. Emulate, you know, within reason sort of thing. So that's the way I sort of see it anyway.
Absolutely.
So I put on it's only a T-shirt and some you know, wristbands and whatever, but you sort of, I use signature Phil Rudd series sticks, and it's just, you just sort of get into the actual, you know, the moment, I guess you could call it.
I have seen bands play live on stage and they just get up there and sing. And it's like, yeah, all right. But when you see a band get up there and really get into it and really enjoy themselves, and you know they're having just as much fun as you are, it just makes the experience even more.
That's a picture of our full show. I don't know if we'd be able to get that at this particular event because of the time and the and everything else. But when you come to see us, it's not just a five blokes getting on stage. Yeah. It's visual.
Okay.
Well, also encapsulating the whole thing with AC/DC, especially that era, it was a formula.
Yep.
Each individual musician created part of that, and we encapsulate that.
And it wasn't just music; it's a stage show.
It's not just playing near enough is good enough. Yeah. It's playing.
It's on the money.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, you can't see what I can see, but I tell you what, that stage looks rocking. It looks absolutely rocking.
We get a lot
rocking.
Of comments on that stage. It's certainly a thing to behold when you walk into a venue and see that staring at you.
Yeah.
Rick was pretty spun out when he first
went. Yeah, I was pretty nervous actually.
Yeah, when he saw it all and it's like, wow.
Pick up my game, I guess. But we're all good.
Yeah. Well, we can do a full 2.5 hour show.
Sounds like a show that excites all the senses.
Exactly.
Fabulous. Well, I can't
also,
wait.
Also, you know, video screens and monitors going of footage of Bon and whatever. So it's a visual thing as well. So, and there'll be something on those monitors that someone will go, "Jeez, I remember that day or I remember that event."
Yep.
So it's more than just looking at a band. It's monitors.
It's five blokes on a stage with some marshals.
You know, it's a good experience.
It sounds like it, and I can't wait.
Bon Scott experience.
It's a Bon Scott experience. Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, guys, so much for coming and talking to me today. Good luck with the show. I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic.